Hello and welcome to The Odd Past. I'm your host, history teacher, and author Matt Perry. I invite you to join us every week as we explore the weird, wacky, sometimes disgusting, but always strange and odd side of our collective pasts. Be sure to check out our sponsors, Flipboard.com and Anchor.fm. If you love The Odd Past, remember to leave 5-star reviews on any podcast platform you may use. And remember, history should never be boring. Hello and welcome to the Footnotes edition of The Odd Past podcast. I'm your host, Matt Perry. So as you heard in the intro, and if you're a longtime listener, first, thank you. But you know I'm a teacher. That is my day job. And though I wear many hats, football broadcaster, writer, freelance, voiceover artist, podcaster, you name it, at the end of the day, my bread and butter is education. Something that has been bothering me for a few weeks now. Well, actually, it's bothered me my entire life pretty much, but it's in the news recently, is the push once again to bring religion into American schools. Now, those of you that may be listening outside of the country, the United States was founded with the idea of a separation of church and state. Now, there are many founding fathers that stood by that, most notably Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson was a devout deist. He believes that there's a creator, that organized religion may not always be the answer. We were founded as a country built upon the idea of secularism, a secular society where people could study, could worship, could not worship. They could worship trees. They could worship nothing. It doesn't matter. You had the true freedom of and freedom from religion. That's the difficult aspect that we still face today. Religion is omnipresent. It is a driving force behind political thought, ideology. It is a driving force between entire belief systems and entire people build their entire existence and their livelihood and everything else imaginable upon religion. Now, I could do an entire episode where I rail against organized religion, because trust me, I have my opinions. But today, I just want to focus on the idea of keeping religion out of schools. The reason for that is simple. When we became our own country, the Church of England was dominating England. They didn't allow the early people that came to America to worship the way they wanted to. Those people have since become known as the Puritans or the Pilgrims. They wanted a pure church. Now, the problem is we didn't practice what we preached. Immediately, as the Puritans founded places like Massachusetts and other places in the Northeast, church rule took over everything. I mean, we could point to the Salem witch trials. We could point to nearly anything. The church has always had its hand in the governmental cookie jar. The education system, though flawed, because it is ran by the government and it is free for all United States school-age children, is flawed, but it has to stay untainted by religion. And I'm not just talking about Christianity, the largest religion in the United States. I'm talking about any religion. As a teacher, my job sometimes becomes very difficult, especially living in the Bible Belt. In seventh grade, I teach these kids about world religions. I teach them how they were founded. I don't teach them what to believe, but I do teach them these other religions. And again, so often I can point to examples of churches overstepping their bounds when I talk about, you know, the Spanish Inquisition or any of the witch trials in Europe during the medieval ages. It brings nothing but pain and sorrow. A big push now that I've seen all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media outlets is, oh, President Trump wants Bible classes. Well, you're going to alienate every student and every family that doesn't want to study the Bible. I have no problem with there being a Bible club. There's a big difference. And everybody that would get up in arms about that needs to understand that a club is an elective, and it wouldn't take place during the school hours. It would take place before or after school. If you want to get with a teacher that will sponsor you and talk about religion, that's awesome on your own time. To have the curriculum driven by church ideology would indoctrinate our children further. It's already bad enough with media indoctrinating our young people, and with them having, you know, they're pretty much sheep. The generation that is becoming voting age right now, they really worry me. And I sound like old man yelling at a cloud right now, but it's true. But you must keep the tentacles of religion out of church, because religious law is not United States law. I have taught Muslims, I have taught Christians, I have taught atheists, I've taught kids everywhere in between, maybe even a few Wiccans, I suspect. And I've never felt the need to push my religious ideology onto any of my students. It drives me crazy when people think that is their place. Throughout American history, we have thrived when we have thought for ourselves and we have pushed through the barriers that and the shackles that organized religion place on the individual. It has no place in the public schools, and I hope that this short discussion could open your mind to the dangers of pushing a religious agenda onto our young people throughout the United States. Thank you for joining me for this quick footnotes edition of the On Pass podcast. Be sure to check out flipboard.com and anchor.fm for all of your news and your podcasting needs. Remember to give us a 5-star review. Check us out, theoddpass.com/Patreon. And remember, history should never be boring. Thanks a lot.